Couple of shlomas to seven kuf pei ches. There's a couple things in Gemaris. One shabbat in Gemaris is a mar muksa on Shabbos. After you see it, there's a turn muksa on Shabbos. What's he say? The shayla says something muksa machas gufei. Something that has no shingosh, but that's something which becomes muksa. So you know, it's brought down. If you bring a mar bezayin, you see a treifa. You know, let's see, pass kind of chicken. Now it's a treifa. Now it's muksa. Nothing to do with it. Puts the passing next to the garbage can, just drop it in. What? So the question is, Maris, does Maris have the Mixamachas Gufe, or Maris is not? So probably 40 years ago, it was Mixamachas Gufe, definitely. Nowadays, it's a very big industry in Maris. And get asked all the time, can I have your Maris, some people? And therefore, it's... No, it's like people want it for shimmer. So it's, if you save it, you use it, pass it around, and whatever.
Oh, man, knew.
Well, therefore.
But the ones that are clearly not.
It's a cliche.
Well,
it should be done with animal food. That if, Doc, if you have animal right
there? No, if it's something which people use, I could have. It's something that, therefore, would not be shimmer. Not be fine, would not be excited about. Fine. Now, I think it's a shy of a guy seeing Maris in the bathroom. Is anyone seeing Maris in the bathroom?
You're
going to
think
Torah.
You're
going to
think
Torah
when you're in.
So, oh, wow. So definitely you're going to think, start to check out, Mimus, Brown, Shilas, Yavitz, Chacham Saddam, Hefsik, Karten, then of course there's going to be a problem. Now I think I'm learning in the, now I think I'm learning in the bathroom. Well, so if not, you know, that's a make it's okay. It's for the Shiva. Kasi has a tshuva. They says that you sat to the Shemaya when you pass Gemara. Says nobody sat Shemaya in the bathroom. But why not? I'm not sure.
You want to move to the bathroom because you don't want people.
Yeah, it means they do the bathroom because you don't want people. You don't, you know, you want to do it in a semi sneeze tick area. Because if you're not getting a learning, basically, then it's going to be okay. Is that some need? Do you have to wash your hands after you see a Mara? Is that if you touch soya, you have to wash your hands. So the question is, this is like soya of the news, which you don't have to, or it's like soya, which a person, soya may have gone, a person would yes have to go ahead and wash his hands. So either way, it's germs. Pretty smart thing to do. It's very germy. These things. Yeah, it's definitely germy and whatever these things. But mitzad the etzem, it goes down a different anhaga. Some people medam shirchazer is brought down. Like it says, if you have shirchazer on you, in the whether if shirchazer is on you, whether you're allowed to learn, now I learn if shirchazer is dinotzaya. It doesn't have a dinotzaya. What? Weberer. So Weberer always says it over like that. But yeah, I'm saying, because it's Israel Azria then. But like upon him, so you know. If Shechazer has a din of Tzaya, it could be the Sosa's din of Tzaya, because they did on Hagas, Kappa, Mayara.
Halacha or like?
No, so germs for sure. Halacha, the question is it a din of Tzaya if you have to? Or it's like from your nose, you don't, or if you sneeze, that type of thing. So you don't have to do it. The question is how we mdama this to that. Definitely, a minute ago, you make you have Rabbanim teaching Maris, and while they're teaching Maris, they're talking, you know. Some people go to Maris for the Maris, some people go to Maris to get the Shaykh, some people go to Maris to ask the Shaylas, right? The three different people in the groups of Maris, right? Some people start with A, go to B, and then go to C. Some people start C, B, A. You have a different three.
The
reason
is also because
they're saying
it's like soya?
So, yeah. So, the Maris in the minute is you see, you know, whatever, you know, that call. I mean, yes, McKinnon does that they do speak and learn in Kozman, that they are checking on. Maris. Somebody using a magnifying glass. What? Not touch Malkum Bechusa. Touch something that came out of Malkum Bechusa.
You touched it.
Somebody using a magnifying glass. So, magnifying glass is one of the, I guess, the you know, passion of Yikuchim between the different Bodhi Midrashim. Some say that Kultur Kula, you go Basa Mashena Reyes. So, why in the world are you looking at a magnifying glass? The flip side is to say that if now you know that it is blood, so it's dam. So let's say it's really dam, and you just weren't able to tell that it was dam. So how have we done that? Is it bugs? Zalachi go mustali and like has to be royal. There's nothing that doesn't then bug. Questions by dam nidus if it came out. If dam nidus came out, you never found it. So dam is a shadow. Thing which we chaz over many times. It's chaz over again. If Dam Nidus came out and he didn't find it, let's say it came out by a gush, he didn't find it. You were Betzim and Nida, just no one ever knew. And you get the Shemayim with Daniel Karis, Yochai Karis, Shegei, Goynes, depending on why the person never ever found out about it. So the question over here is, if Dam came out, and maybe technically Betzim, you are yes, Aser, just you just don't know about it, and therefore...
It's more like a microscope. Like you
send the question, what's the goal? So if I bring to a lab which could make the Myra into magnifying by 18,000, so maybe we'll find a Nakuda in the thing, which would, yes, be considered Tami. So, Rav, I guess Rav.
What's the second son had?
Because one side is that you give us the inner verse. That's how biblical and rabbinical things work. The other side is to say that no, we don't give us the inner verse. If it's blood, we want to find out if it's blood. If it's blood, you tell me. It doesn't. It's not. Why should we tell you?
What we see. That's
a different nakuya. If it's blood, if it's blood, it's a good. Some say like, why ever use a glass? Go bust your eyes. Some say they're trying to verify to see whether it's Dam or not. There's a middle road, which so more, I guess, the three katim. There's some never use a glass. There's some say that if you know that's Dam, then it's going to be a problem. There's like a middle, let's say, in between. They say if it's a small thing, the Motiv Hashem, the Chazanish, that there's something called Eich Eni Badek. If something's Mamash, it's a tiny, small thing. So you don't know before it was there, it was there after, and therefore Eich Eni Badek is not going to be a problem. There's a Mamash, a tiny Mamash on it. So maybe it's a before, and you have no idea it's Eich Eni Badek, and you don't have to worry about it. Oh, you can also maybe go with the swear, like the ones who are doing music class saying, it's totally much in a very is the fact that you would see a tiny mashu and a mashu thing, therefore it's not going to be a problem. And they'll use a glass only if they look at it and they have a suffix. Now, but if you have a suffix on a mara, if you cannot decide 100% that this is tar, you have to be machmer. It's suffix, right? So the So whenever you decide you're not sure on a mara, a person, Bechefza, would have to be machmer on, would have to be machmer on the mara. Sometimes you can use a glass just to help you get a clear, to be able to see it a little bit better, to now verify it that this is not blood, and if I use a glass to figure out exactly what it is. And as they use the glass lekula and not lechumba. As you can't see it, maybe so aim with damage in a verse, and if it's not going to be a problem. If I do see it, and there is a color, I just can't figure it out. I'm not sure what this color is. So be safe. If I'm not sure what this color is.
So will my eyes see now it's dark?
No, I'm not sure. I look at it, I'm not sure what this is. I can't tell. Is this night limit? It's not night limit. If I'm not sure, then I have to be machmer. So if I dress lechumba. Or bring in somebody who doesn't know. But no, it depends. Well, there's what you don't know is who is you and what does don't know mean, right? There are a lot of who you and whatever. But Laniach, you're the only. Let's just break the shy dash. I'm not getting all down all the rabbanim, you're the only. You're on an island. There's no one else around, right? And you look at a mar. You're not sure what the lach is, so you have to be machmer. It's suffix, right? So, you're not.
It's only a spec sticker, no? Suffix if it's argasha. Even if it's argasha, there's kind of even red that's tamer.
Yeah, but it depends on the dashet,
no? Yeah, it's a little bit of a dashet to take a suffix over here. I just don't know whether this is tamer or tar. I am not sure. I am not sure. It's a I am not sure. Maybe some.
That's
dashet. That's dashet. No one else in the world, we can start occurring. But, so be sued. You would have to be machmir. You could take out the magnifying glass not to verify that, no, this is not Dam. Or else the magnifying glass also save you time. You can sit there trying to harvest on a mirror, trying to figure out, yes, not the mimus, not the mimus. Magnifying glass, you see it much quicker and much bigger. And now, but when you use a magnifying glass, number one is it has to be a color-corrected magnifying glass. Not all of them are color-corrected. When you magnifying it, so you it gets bigger and it spreads it out and it can lose some color. So the you have to get a magnifying glass, which they use for diamonds. They have these expensive... What? It's a regular one. Lav Dafa is going to help you. There's a color-corrected one. It has to be color-corrected, and otherwise, that's something which
why is using
could
different than glasses
be a issue. The glasses side is because you don't see. You're just using glasses to put you back to regular normal eyesight. The magnifying glasses pass what a regular normal thing is. You're magnifying a 10, 20. And that's going to be a difference.
But don't we say what's this?
So that's that definitely is an issue in terms of people with bad eyesight. That sometimes colorblind, you would never be passing in Myers. But but sometimes as people age, not always like people realize as they're aging. It's a very It's a very subtle.
Why do we say they never have a shy line with the colors?
The non.
What they do?
No, if they match, sure, they're gonna have to be machmer.
No, right. We say whatever
so,
is
the color. Some colorblind.
Yeah.
Whatever you see.
Right. But that's what you see, and you can't figure out. If you figure out, it's not made like me, but it's not
there.
Let's say
your
I'm.
Your perception of it is when you without
right.
a magnifying glass.
So let's say I'm not sure. If you're not, if you know, it's not there. If you don't know,
for what it looks to me, how it appears to me, it's not red.
That's not a problem. Okay, fine. That's not a problem.
But if I looked in a loop, it might be red.
If it looks you're not red, then you don't have to look at it. Don't look at the loop.
Might as well be able to use a loop.
We're assuming that all glasses are not color corrected.
Huh?
We're assuming that all glasses are color corrected.
No, you have to. It's a special loop. It's a.
Oh,
regular glasses?
Our
glasses.
What's the assumption?
Yeah. I think that yeah, it should be.
Okay, so Rebbe, if it's nighty without the loop, but with the loop, it's not nighty.
Rebbe.
Fine. I'll go upon him.
Without the loop, it looks red, and with the loop, it looks fine.
Yeah.
If your loop is color corrected, now it's Megala that I wasn't seeing it correctly.
But even if you take away the loop, it looks nighter again. So to your naked eye, it looks nighter. The loop always makes it look not nighter.
And it's color corrected.
If to the eye it looks nighter, and even if you look at it and you look at it again, it looks nighter. Then it'll be a problem then.
If the loop shows clearly, oh, tack, that's not.
Well, if not, usually you perceive it then afterwards, not like that. But if you don't perceive it afterwards, then it's going to be a problem.
No.
Fine, right there. When you get a paskening on Yom Maris, so Tosa says that the Yelada you see on the Meishta. Now there's a Chachmas Adam, which says that when he's coming from the Rash and the Goyim. The Rash and the Goyim says, now let's see Yom Negoyim. Kind of going because the Gatsma is like the Rash, why is it, what's Pshai, you can't see Yom Negoyim? Or, so the Rash normally says, Lechenem Bissurin, you're always not me Lechenem Bissurin. So he says, it's like the Rash, Yishchak in Eschazak Yisura, to not Eschazak Yisura. If someone is Eschazak Yisura, you're not going to be Naman. If it's not Eschazak Yisura, you are going to Naman. If it's like Chavz Adam, whenever it's Eschazak Yisura, then a person is not Naman on his own. To pass on his own things. Let's get a shayah b'negeya the mikvah. So b'negeya the mikvah, that's called a schazik isura, and therefore, if you have a shayah b'negeya the mikvah, you may not be able to pass on your wife's shayah on b'negeya mikvah shayah, because that's called a schazik isura. Chazitzas.
Well,
and have to cut. As the guy that's seen, the Chazam says that Tosfos in Gittin Beis Amud Beis says the Yom of the Cheskes Roya, and we're just trying that, and she doesn't have a Cheskes as she's seeing, and therefore, it's okay. But Benigeya passing on extra Chesizos, then it's going now even because you have a Cheskes Nida, and you're trying to do a Meisa going to the Mikveh to be Metari you. So Kozman, you don't know that to Lafuke that, then it's going to be a problem. Now even if you hold the Chazam Adam, some things are just not Shailas. If it's b'chal not a shayla, it's not a chra, then there's no problem. As long as it's a davar bar. Oh, she went to the mikveh and whatever, something which is a davar bar, and there is no shayla b'negayit. So then it's not called a chra. The shayla is made something which is a shayla. Oh, you let it pass skin on it or not. The Aruch HaShulchan in Chaviz sends you back to some of your ches and Hilchas Treifas, and Chaviz says that Chachz Adam is Tamura. And the Mishnah in the Goyim is Dafka, says like by Neder something, and Bukhar, things like that. Those are things which need a Bezdin, and there's a Neder ni Bezdin, Bukhar also is Atara. So over there, a person can see Nige Atzma and Nidre Atzma. We're dealing with going to the mikvah, so then he says that's not going to be a problem, and it's going to be Mutter. And the Minigayim is Maitsa Mekilim, is I mean, if you're Bahira, right? If you're not up to Paskin, don't Paskin either way. But in Abidar Kalal, I'm just thinking out loud. I get many shayles from other Rabbanim Benegaya things, but right, never got a mikvah on their own. Right, okay.
You're asking for a friend.
No, we're not. Oh, that's me. They're calling up and say, I have a shayla. No, they can't tell a person when they're pushing. There's a difference whether, there's a difference between. No, that is there are many things like in halacha which for the tzibah make a lachmer. That's me. A lot of things are shtadim, right? So the chor maybe is the kula, but Latzmi, maybe Lav Dafka, 100%, 100%. What did I say? That we spoke about. We spoke about the Instagram. We spoke about. We spoke about that. So you know, some things which are whatever. You learn a lot of things are stuck in the can and. Yes, makam lahachmir, but on a vada and sibir dika level, vada yes makam lachol. So you could tell whether whatever. Fine. Now it discusses the woman gay isha. What nemanah she has? So Mechaber brings out she's. Let's say the Mara which cuts the loss. So Mechaber says she's nemanah to say because every sibir vada them. When you lose a Mara, what do you do? Basically, what you do is we said if you lose a Mara, pashas machmir sofik vaysel lachomra. So what do you do if you lose a mara? So basically, you lose a mara is you take out your stack and show it to the husband or the wife, and they try to figure out which one is it similar to. And they say it was similar to this one, then you're able to figure out what the halach is. And we say neman yishlam gazer yisiv avadatav yineman. She's neman to say that, and we're not going to say that she's tov b'dimyoina, that she made a mistake, and we believe her to say that. Let's say she brought a mara fanenu and we're mesupik. And she says, what do you mean? I brought this to Harav plenty many times, and he was makel for me, so we're mesupik. You bring it to X, and he's mesupik. So, and you say that, what do you mean? I brought it to many times to plenty, and Sutton Rav, and he was makel. So, that says we're not semichana, because we say maybe tab diminis, and we say that she's not sure. Let's say it's by a man. Let's say it's by a man. The husband says, I brought it, you know, you go ben home ben zmanim, or you go home ben zmanim, you go to America ben zmanim, and you go, you show it to your rav, to whoever they look over there, and the rav's machmir. So, you know, it's always, I brought it 100 times to this type of mara, and the rav is always makel.
So, why is he bringing it in?
That's why I brought it in, and when he got it back. I don't know what the story is. Akalpanim, so it's not an. So do we say that we believe the man, or we say that no? Is it dafka? So chachzad is who din be'ish. It's not din isha. So we have a suffix of aneinu, and the person who's bringing the shah, what?
It's almost like
on his own. No, if we have a suffix of aneinu, we're not going to be semich on him to say that it's nishkan suffix. And as about the suffix of aneinu, we're not going to be semich nishkan suffix, and therefore, if there's a suffix of aneinu, then. If they just lost it, I have no suffix for aneinu, I show them the stack of maras, they say, oh, this one, that one, and we figure out what it is. But if they bring a mara, Rav doesn't know. And they say, but what do you mean? I always brought to my other, the Rav is Musabah. Whatever, they say, but I always brought to my other Rav, and he says, it's going to be mutter. So over there, the halach is that Ben Ish, Ben Isha is not going to be Naman. Minister Kralis discusses this, or when there's a suffix. What's the reason why? Because if the person's not bucking a maras, we have a suffix. We can't be same with anyone and say, oh, I showed it to Pony, who's a bucket, and he knows. Let's say, what about the Isha herself? Is she Neman on Maris? So the Pesach means not for the city Tyre, that Isha is not really Neman on Maris. And we say that maybe it's Tabi Demirina, and she should not be. I feel Adzim Yochel is not Bezah. Kimish Shides Kazet Yolei Chacham. Sichel Haris Tam Gamata Lechacham. The Pesach is taken on Bob Exan. Every single Maris, Isha is not Neman. She doesn't have any Neman, she has to show to Chacham. And just like her friend's not Neman, she's not Neman to. She's not meant to say. She's not meant to say that that's going to be mutter. So according to this, come out that every single marriage she's going to have to bring to somebody to verify. The person say that it's not really negative. His mind is ever five, but nowadays there will not anything. If it's nishkan shayla b'chalal is white, yellow, nishkan shayla. So stamos like you only need any psak. But five is not that anything you know that means from machmar. She's saying there's no shaykes to the red color. So then she would not have to bring it in, and she's able to be samech on herself and be able to say that's going to be kodesh. When the class discusses, let's say you teach a lady maris, is she able to paskin on it or not? Which I think by the more moderna, they have a musag of nashim paskin maris because. What say?
Very makpid, like it's near, but it's two women and things like that.
That's what, no, I think it's because when it's women to women, they're more comfortable. Like Tyreno said, when we open up the women to women thing, it was a pizza. It's the like five times the amount of phone calls. There's certain things you feel more comfortable discussing women to women as opposed to men. And men, about in our circles, you know, it's not the hanhaga. But we certainly, that's what God says. If we teach a lady and she's just competent in the marriage, so that's, yeah, she knows the colors, Technically, maybe what?
It takes this case where it's short to her friend.
That's not cases where they're not then I'd not being so if I'd be soyed if we became then it's going to be okay. It's just getting a little bit later. The Sif Gimel is the whole Shalom and Gera Shafaris. So you put something in Shafaris, the halacha is that when you put something in Shafaris, the halacha is that it's going to dam be Shafaris, it's going to be tar, or see dam be Chetichah, it's going to be tar. So the Nidin by Shafaris was Yidur Shem Zalman about 50, 60 years ago, in the 1960s, where a long tshuva he had three children who did not have, who had fertility problems or did not have children. And so he thought, and there was one of the issues are that if you have too short of a cycle, then you always, it's not possible to get pregnant. There was a lady's cycle under 27 days, so if you're waiting 5 and 7, which is 12, and so if you, and it takes like 14 days to ovulate, if your cycle is under 26, 27, basically it's not really shy to get, he's not really shy to get pregnant. So Shem Zalman had it right on, he'll put a sheferis into the inside, and like this, the blood will come out derech sheferis, and like this, the nerve will become tamei, and being that never come tamei, therefore he'll be able to catch the ovulation, and he wrote a very long tshuva, benegeya the issue. So it made a big tumult. Yeah, no, it was negeya. They say the tshuva was for Rabbi Yashar's daughter, that's what it was for, who was married to his son. And so basically the nidunim and the tshuva are two things. Dam b'sheferes, what's the reason why it's tar? Is dam b'sheferes tar just because it's like a chatzitza? It's a chatzitza and it doesn't come out. Therefore, being that it's a chatzitza, therefore it's going to be tar. That's how the parashah Yirmiyahu learns. The Shulchan Aruch Rav learns that dam b'chatich is tar, dam b'sheferes tar is because if the dam came out because of sheferes, if it went inside and pulled it out, so then the lach is that's going to, the lach is going to be tar. But if it came out regularly, just through sheferes, then it's going to be tamei. So Shem Zalman brings down the graz, brings down the parashah Yirmiyahu, this is where we can hold like the parashah Yirmiyahu, that the word is midin chatzitza, not midin the fact that the dam went and pulled it out, and therefore Shem Zalman went to say it's mutter. The Rav of the Milsi said maybe she should wait 7 days, and which akopanim, now you're not going to be a nida deraisa, and go to mikvah without a bracha, you know, the Rav of the Milsa, and you know, that was the Shem Zalman's tshuva. So because it didn't, you know, it made a very big tumult. Some because the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they said that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says asked me, you took out the dam, not the dam just came out by itself. There's another time that it only worked if it was mamish, the Shefaris is mamish by into the Makar. And Tzius is apparently, it's not great. In the old days, like Obama, they weren't able to do that. And maybe it was a little bit, you know, in Mr. Kralitz, right? Shevali writes that Chalit al-Hakel, because maybe, and I can go all the way in, Dam's going to come out for us. And therefore, they were not too happy in terms of being Semech on the Kula. Rav Yashar, it was mainly for his, it was for his daughter who was married to her. And Rav Yashar said that they should not do it. So I think they listened to, said don't listen to your shver. So so I think the Mesa, they did not do it. Okay, fine. Now, but he gave psichos in Makar, just a couple of minutes when they gave psichos in Makar. So let's put them over the concept of psichos in Makar, things coming out, that if it depends on the size and whether it's going to be big, it's going to, there's a car, Yerushalayim believes Sikhs Makar. It's not Shaykh down to come out, Sikhs Makar. And therefore, whenever down something comes out, then Allah is going to be Tameh. So it gets involved in a couple of different things. When we spoke a little bit about Yoledes last time, a couple weeks ago. Nagay also, a lot of times when you go to doctor visits in terms of Sikhs Makar. Fine. So the first, where the Sugya starts is Shuvas Nodi Behudas Yerdeya Kuvchaf, whether is it only when it came from the outside, there was this iris, and therefore it opened up, went from the inside, that's why you have to have a dam, and therefore it pushed it out and it came out, therefore it's going to be tamay. Or what's the halach if a doctor came from the outside, going in, and opened up the makar? Do we say whenever the makar opens up, there's going to be dam? Or no, not whenever the makar opens up, it's going to be dam. Even if it's only when it, from the inside, came from within, then it's going to be tamay. If not, it's going to be touched. Nebiyud and Shuvah is machmer. In this, the guys in my baruch on the debut is Michael. You know, the stam chaznish is noite lahakol. Stam mekam mekam. The nice minig olim is yes to be machmer. And if you have a psichus mekar bechutz, we are yes machmer. What is the size? So the Tzaddik Poskim are very machmer, very, very small. Share. The Tzaddik Poskim, the Chizitzchak and others, they go with very small. Shvira Moshe and Shuvah writes that he's coming off the Sugim Bechoris, and he says that, no, the share of the thing going inside. The utensil going inside. Moshe writes it's like 3/4 of an inch, like 18 millimeters, which is pretty big. It's almost the size of a gris, right? And a gris is pretty big. And B'dekal Kamat, any nowadays nothing that big they're sticking up. IEDs we can discuss, but nothing that big is, and therefore it's not going to be Psichus HaMakar. Others say a little smaller share. Amos Le'akar brings down 15 millimeters. Baal HaShulchan says the meaning is 15 millimeters. But B'dekal, most things are not going to be that. Both things are not going to, they're not going to be that size, and therefore it's not going to. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Now, just to mitigate, when you do regular ultrasound, even an internal ultrasound, just people ask all the time, there's no shiloh. There's no issues of going to the car. There's no issues of anything. Regular ultrasound is not...
They don't go that deep.
They don't go that deep, and there's no shiloh. It's a bit chalal. Pap smear is also something that's very negeya. They take it. It's a very common thing. There always will be blood. A pap smear. They go in inside and they're like scraping off a little down from the side, but it's not from the car. A little down from the side, and they test it. And there's always going to be blood over there. Ignore it. And it.
Why is it
blood? What? Why is it blood? Because it's scraping off the. It's a maca. Oh, it's not maca. Oh, it's outside. You scrape a little bit just to test it. And it's always going to. That's one of the common things you're showing. There's always going to be blood. Now, there is benigay just fertility treatments. There's a lot of things that go inside. And when they're going inside, whether they're doing it Tzilim Rechem or they're checking certain things, they bang against the side of the banging around inside, and Mimele, the lining breaks down. So the Yisrael Shah is like this. The Yisrael Shah is like, do we say that this is Damaka? Because the question is like this. I have a Maka in the Makar, and it's not going to be Tami. If a lady has a Maka in the Makar, that is not going to be Matama. So the big shayab and the gay treatments are, do you say that you bang against the wall, therefore that's called damaka, it's going to be mutter? Or you say, no, it's not damaka, it's you did something which caused the lining to break down, and being you caused something to break the lining right down. This is called veskfitzis, which is some of the next man, that a person, a lady could be jumping around and cause that cause it to happen. And that's regular damidus. So do you say you just cause it to break down by banging against it and made it weaker and therefore it broke down, or it's considered damaka and it's going to be considered a tar. So there's a letter from the Chazan Ish, which seems to be machmer. Lemaisa, yeah, no, 100% borrowed the like that of the Chazan Ish. Lemaisa, Rubidam Lemaisa is machmer. I'm saying Benegayidis. I'm not saying everyone's machmer. I remember when we went to a medical halacha shir. Going back, how many years ago was this? Maybe 7-8 years ago. What? No, by Rabbi Morgenstein. A bunch of Rabbanim. And so, when you spoke at this issue, so there were a couple of good hackers in the Chabura, guys who were going around. It's like they went around asking, all over the place. So the Rav David Cohen is make all of this. He was a succeeded Dan Maka. What? David Cohen is a big Rav in Flatbush. David Cohen. What? Not David Cohen. That's a Shiva Chevin. It's David Cohen. He's a Rav in something Gavitz is called, in something in Flatbush. What? He's a. What? Something like that. Yeah. Rubidama Lamaisa is B'dakal Machla. It's only a pound. There's diamond. There's no diamond. Some of them, I just say. Aser, 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 no matter what. But pastors, only if there's going to be dam, it's going to be aser. If there's no dam, it's going to be mutter. But derechah, I would say on these things in general, it's probably kedai. I'm not saying that specifically. Just in general, like sometimes like people go for like specialties and things like that. Some of the places are poskim, some of the places don't have poskim. It's probably derechah. I don't know if it's always the richtige thing to go to the organization's poskim. Just mitzah, because like if it's something stem the kind of can. You know, definitely the organization has a certain detia to whatever the situation is, and whatever it is, you know, Lav Dafka, I'm saying. A lot of them, you know, a lot of places just throw you back to your, you know, send you back to your place, because, most organizations do that, but there are some which have their own staff, the on staff, whatever, you know, Lav Dafka is always the correct, richtige thing. Akapanim, what time is it? Hey, say. Okay, it's quickly, since I'm in 2 minutes. We're still glad just been gave pregnancy. A lot of times, then a pregnancy can be, she's dilated. So, the question is, psychics in a car? It's very, very open. So, there the Ashur said that being that's not a sudden, psychics in a car is only when there's a sudden psychics in a car, like it opens. Then we say down comes out. If it's a very subtle, slow process, so then we say it's not considered a psychics in a car, and therefore the Maisa is not going to, therefore the Maisa is not going to, it's not going to be Tommy. The water break, we discussed, if there's no down passage, we make all, if there's down when the water breaks, so the yes, kashayla, passage, if it's under gris, passage is going to be mutter. Yeah, so last thing, I'm going to give you the keratin, if you have these little things which fall off the particular, sometimes you have these little, like, these little dots of, like, things, not sure what's blood, is what? Carton. Carton. You're not sure, these little dots of things, so in Shulchan Aruch we had to check it. There's putting in water mace la ace. That way you say we're not bucking how to do the mace la ace. But there's another way of doing the muach trick. You put it on your thumb and you wet it and you send and smear it out. So shayla comes out sometimes it gets lost. They fall off the bidika call. What's going to do the halacha? The chazanim says that b'dar klal it's me'alma a lot of times. So this is like this, that if it's a black, as long as it's not have sakari, it can be meikol. Because that costs me alma, it's just pieces, it's nothing, and it can be meikol. If it's red, it's not lach in the first 3 days, and after the first 3 days, we saw the different kashmenis that it's not, after the first 3 days, it doesn't have much of a chasistoma. And if it's after the first 3 days, then he's willing to go ahead and be meikol.